Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Back in at 9 o'clock hour, one to go. As doom and gloom as today has been, the show has absolutely flown by.
It really has, yeah.
Do us a favor.
Yep.
913-586-7965. If you think you can talk me off the edge, because I've already jumped in, feel free. 913-586-7965. Or maybe you agree with me. And I don't think that's a bad thing to have, because I've always been Mr. Optimistic. I've always said there's a fighting chance, but what we've leaned on and seen in the past is not happening this year.
That's right.
Chiefs' last victory, October 19th. It is November 17th. I get it. There's a bye, but it's been a while.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, they've enjoyed the sweetness of a victory. So, look, that's a frustrating loss. And I don't think it's a frustrating loss because of it being a loss to Denver. I hate the Denver Broncos. You know that's my most hated sports franchise. But it's the fact that they just keep – it's like if your daughter keeps getting in trouble, but it's for different things, I think – and I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't know. But I would be like, what are you not under – like, you know, it's like okay, you can't do this. Now you know that. You can't do this. Now you know that. Like, let's take driving for an example. Let's say your daughter comes home with three different tickets in a month, but they're different. You know, it's illegal parking, mm-hmm. it's speeding,
or the light on their license plate wasn't bright enough.
Yeah, or it's, you know, something like that. You're like, okay, I get this. So maybe you need to, you know, do that. But if it's more frustrating if the same three tickets are speeding,
course.
You're like, what are you not understanding?
Right.
So when you watch this game, it's another one possession loss. It's another like interception from Mahomes in a crucial spot. It's another game in which it's like, run the effing ball. And like Mackin made a good point. I don't know if he noticed it or not, but like the fact that he's, because you mentioned the hard throw outside the numbers to Bashard Smith. And then Mack comes back with a dynamite stat on top of it, goes, that's a play. That's a polished play. That is a play that, like, you know, 1-2 left, boom, he's got it. And the guy that's catching the ball knows 1-2 right, right? You know, it's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a play in a crucial point in the game where you had a rookie running back that's never really been on the field.
Yeah, it's a
stupid
play.
And you're running
play.
That play. Like,
it's a stupid play.
That's
it really
the thing.
Is stupid. And I hate to be that harsh with it, you know, and I'm sure there'd be some people that, oh, you shouldn't say it's a stupid play. Stupid play. It's a stupid
and
play.
And that's not where they go. Like, that right there is what they did with Tyreek Hill and that Cleveland Browns game in the playoff. Hey, Ty, we know that's there. Why is that not Travis Kelce in that situation?
Why aren't we going down the middle? As Josh pointed out, too, they were having so much success in between the numbers. And then at 3rd-and-2 with a chance to basically ice the game or at least continue to move the ball down the field, they have one of the more bizarre play calling duties or play calling situations. And it's to throw the ball outside the numbers like that. And, you know, that's why I think it is a little bit difficult because, you know, the person that's always been there for you really isn't there for you right now. It's like, you know, you go through your marriage or you have a best friend or whatever it is, and that person's always there. And then you have a falling out, and the person that you always talked about your falling outs with was your best friend, and that person isn't there for you anymore. That's kind of where we are with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. The two guys that have always been there for us that we knew were going to lead us, now you're starting to question, are they going to make the right decisions to lead us? Because I think the more that the losing happens and the non-successful plays happen, that compounds the negativity, right? Just watch the sidelines. If they start this week against Indy and go 3-and-out on offense, watch the sidelines. You can't have that defeated attitude. Josh mentioned again during his interview with him, the sideline views, energy again, we're questioning energy again, like with this team. Come on, man. Like, it's late in the season, everything's on the line. And so those things that we always look to that were our old rocks and our old standbys, and I could call my friend anytime, now I'm feuding with that friend and I don't know who to call. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know if this friend is just mad for today or, you know, things are going to change. But Andy and Patrick have been that friend that we could always rely on, and now I'm looking at that and I'm going, I don't know that I can rely on you right now. But I still give them the benefit of the doubt. They've still done it better than anybody else over the last 10 years. And until they have that elimination letter next to their name or whatever, I am going to believe that this is going to be a playoff team because they have the talent and the coaching to do it. But it's the talent and the coaching that's holding them back right now.
He should have never cut his hair.
I thought that yesterday too, Dusty. I'm not going to lie. I saw the short hair yesterday and go, why'd he cut his hair? But those are the things we're looking at now. Like, we're wondering what's wrong because the play calling hasn't been great. But by God, Patrick Mahomes has not been great over the last 8 quarters. Missing guys, behind guys. Like, you can't make mistakes now. You can't do this anymore. You don't have the ability to cover up those mistakes for whatever reason. And we've said, too, I mean, he's got the best weapons he's ever had on offense.
All right, Dylan, what's your Chiefs take today? Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm crazy or not. Obviously, Mahomes, Reed, Nagy, they all deserve some credit. But what about the defense? Let's force some turnovers,
yeah.
Special teams, get some better returns on some plays, maybe so the offense doesn't have to go you know, 80 yards every time we get the ball. That's my big thing. I don't know. I'll listen on the other side, let you guys debate it.
Dylan, no, you bring up a really good point, because I thought that yesterday during the game. Like, you have random thoughts during the game. Like, when was the last time we really had, like, a turnover on TV? You know, like a big-time turnover, right? When's
the last time you've had a turnover?
Apple or cherry?
Doesn't matter. I just said,
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Remember, Bo Nix was minus 150 to throw a pick. He had thrown a pick in three straight games, four interceptions in the last three games.
Yeah. Why aren't we getting those?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pressure.
They had opportunity. Yeah, well. They had some more pressure yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That was probably the first time I won't say I was satisfied, but that was the most satisfied I've been with them rushing with four all year.
Mm-hmm. They were getting
there. They were good, but they were pretty solid. Chris Jones was wreaking havoc for the
most
part.
Chris Jones had a game yesterday.
It was his best game of the year.
And look, we criticized him for 2 weeks. He was phenomenal yesterday.
He was?
I thought Chris Jones was just flat out awesome yesterday. He was great. I mean, and he did what we needed him to do. Save the one play at the end, the 3rd and 16 that the defense didn't get off the field for. Mm. I have no complaints really about the defense ultimately. You know, yeah, you'd like to have that 3rd and 15, 3rd and 16 back, but I'd like to have a lot more back on offense than I would on defense right now.
3rd and 15 with 2 minutes left in the game. They got the first down, game was over.
Yep. You got it. And, you know, as was it Derek Johnson said it, you know, you kick that extra point. Now it's a 4-point game. You can't go down there and try to get a field goal to tie it at that point. Maybe there's more pressure. But look, at the end of the day, it's the interception in the red zone for the second time this season that cost this team the game. And that's what it is. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's anything else or blaming Breshard Smith or Elijah Mitchell or whoever the hell we're throwing the ball to. You're asking guys to do things they're not capable of doing at that point in time. Put the hands in the ball of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce in the running game.
All right, Ivy, let's see what you got.
Well, I'm really optimistic about this team. I think we got a better team than we had last year. But I really think a lot of these problems come down to the special teams. Special teams have been terrible. From the beginning, from the first week till now, we always get bad field position, like the other guy was saying. Mahomes is trying to be hero ball, but he missed multiple guys, especially Tyquan Thornton, down the field multiple times. Xavier Worthy one time. Like, those are touchdown plays if he can connect. And that's, I feel good about this team. I'm not really worried about it, but we can go talk about other things, but I have a lot of faith in this team, and I think they can turn it around.
All right. I appreciate the phone call. No poison from that Ivy, just Ivy.
That's just Ivy,
Why is Christian Fulton on the field at all? Why is he playing 9 snaps? Why isn't Jaden Hicks on the field?
I don't know. Spag said.
Noel Williams?
What? Noel Williams did not play a snap yesterday.
Mm.
He'd been playing good, right?
We praised him for the first month and a half.
I was going to say, I'm just making sure.
Did it again.
Yeah.
Wow, another corner.
Yeah, we didn't really run those defensive packages. That's why Noel wasn't out there. Right, that's the reasoning why the last time. That was Spags' reason. Yep. They didn't run the packages.
We'll run those packages.
We'll run those packages from now.
Run those packages more.
Again, this is why I go back to the season being over.
Yeah.
The things that you trusted in the past are not trusted in the present. Spags, Andy, Nagy, Mahomes, Butker, Tobe. Line them up.
The coverage on special teams has been bad. It's been brutal.
Yeah, it's all there.
The special teams coverage has been brutal. But that Ariza, thank God for him yesterday, booming punts, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's there, man. It's the end of this. It's when they go into Willy Wonka's office with Grandpa Joe and Charlie. It's all here, black and white. You stole from visit. It's good day, sir. It's over. Like, the season's over. You're not fixing what you can fix, and what you've been trusted on is not there in the present day of the day. That is a 5-5 team. Yes, can they do it? Absolutely. Can you have optimism like Ivy? 100% more power to you. Colts, Dallas, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Denver, Vegas.
Go win them. Those are your games. Take care of business. Show that you are Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Go for it. Go do it.
Yeah, that's the season. That's the move moving forward. We'll look at other teams' schedules as well. There is a game tonight. Don't forget, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS Paramount Plus. That's the way to do it, right? Then you get to stay for the premiere with Paramount Plus of the season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll dive more into it on the other side. Continue to take your calls here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From the text line 913-586-7965. This comes from the 785. Dusty's jumping off the ship in November. I am. Tell me why I shouldn't. Why should I not jump off the ship?
Because you've seen this team come back from situations like this in the past.
Yeah, but in the present day, I'm not watching that team. That team is not there. That team is lost. There is the Monstars took their talents this year. What's their most significant win of the season right now?
Probably Detroit, but even Lions. That's not looking great right now. You know, they lost on that phantom pass interference penalty last night. Nobody's complaining about that this morning, are they? But that was the Chiefs. We'd be hearing about it, I'm sure.
I was kind of just wondering, because like the Detroit one's impressive because their offense was all there. Is that why the Detroit offense was all there? Because the Vegas game, come on, right? I don't know. Washington 20. That's why, like, earlier in the season, I was like, it's okay to be humble as a Chiefs fan. Like, you've got a long way to go. You've got some serious teams in the way. And ever since that Washington game where I said it's okay to be humble, here we are. Lost to Buffalo 28-21. Bye week. Lost that week, too. Week 11, even though I thought they won the bye week, but I guess they lost it. And then this week, 22-19, you lost to Denver.
Well, they lost the bye week based on the way it almost like they went into that game not thinking that they could run the football for whatever reason. Like, and that's the thing with the mindset and the ability to change and to adapt as things are moving on. It's just like you may have gone into the game and throwing the deep ball was kind of your game plan. And then you tried that the first three or four plays of the game and it didn't work. Right. So regroup and start getting back to basics a little bit. Like, it really is basic football that Andy Reid just does not care about. And that's why I say we talk ourselves blue in the face about needing a running back or running the football and all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, the head coach has to be willing to call those plays and allow those plays to take place. And I feel like they went into that game yesterday almost with the thought and almost with the belief that the running game was not going to be available because Pacheco is out and you're facing an alleged good defensive front in the Denver Broncos. So you basically took that game plan or that part of the game and took it out of your game plan. And so now you're arming your players in a game with a one-dimensional offense. And when you have a one-dimensional offense, I don't care who your quarterback is, you're not going to have the best opportunity to win those games. Ultimately, it does go back to Andy Reid. We praise him for the wins. We praise him for the good play calls. We praise him for everything that goes right. Now it's going wrong. The blame starts and ends right at the top. And that's Andy Reid. And then it trickles down to Patrick Mahomes.
And we got a call from our buddy Jay earlier that said what were you saying?
Yeah, our guy Jay, he was talking about Jerry Reid and Mahomes. He just loved getting airtime. He was super excited about it, thought it was hilarious. And
he thought it was funny.
Said it was a slip. He said he meant Andy Reid. We said, we know, man. He said he loves the Chiefs, loves Andy, loves listening. And he said he wishes his boombox was working a little bit louder today because he could use it for an air check and record it.
Send it to him. Get his email address and send him the air check.
You're right, yeah. I should.
So he thought it was hilarious.
He thought it was funny.
He had a fun time with it.
Yep.
Take that, text line. People that thought we were being... I almost did it. I'm not going to. Brendan, go ahead, man. You're on the show. What are your thoughts?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm all right. So I think, and I know I'm beating a dead horse, but Andy Reid has just gotten complacent. He's finally gotten his full cast of weapons, which you guys have said he's been waiting on since the summer of 2024.
Yep.
And the creativity's just gone. It almost seemed like he could scheme better when their best players were out because he had to be creative. He's like the dude that put all this work into marrying his dream girl, and then, you know, the day after the wedding, he just gives up because he already has her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the – and he doesn't even use the passing game as a run game like he used to.
It's tough, man.
It's just
– great point.
And I feel like Mahomes is in the same kind of context with that. He doesn't know how to not play hero ball.
Well, he's got to stop. He's got to stop.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah. He just doesn't know. It's like he needs to get back to the basics. I don't know. Maybe Matt Nagy should take over play calling for a while. I know they said they did that a few years ago, but maybe just a reset.
No, I get a different voice. I appreciate the phone call.
A different voice is fine, but that's, I mean, come on. That Andy Reid is not going to give that up. I mean, unless he does have like a, oh my God, maybe I do need to give that up, but he should, you know?
Let's pause this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid's not going to give that up. Then at what point is it not his job anymore to be the coach? If he's not going to change and they're going to continue to start to dissipate, this is very hyperbolic.
Yeah, no,
he's not going to do it, because I'm going to take you back to Ned Yost's comments in 2013. I finally started to listen to my bench coaches when it came to bullpen and decision making. Mm-hmm. What happened? Oh, they went to a World Series and then won a World Series, and Ned Yost was much happier.
Right.
Andy Reid in Philadelphia, it failed. Why? Because he wouldn't change or adjust the way he was doing things, didn't want to give up power, didn't want to do this stuff. So Philly said, okay, it sucks, but we're done. If the offense and the adjustments and the running game and all this stuff, and we've all been told it's Andy Reid's offense and Andy Reid's the guy, then I'm sorry, but sometimes you're going to have to change the way you do things, or you'll be passed. You will be that will happen. And if we want to get mad at Matt Nagy and all these people are like, Nagy's got to go, and it's Andy Reid making the play calls, then let's let Matt Nagy have some more options. Let's have him have more options. Let's have him be a different voice in the room. And who knows? Maybe it works. You know, maybe something changes.
I don't disagree with that at all. I don't disagree that something different needs to be done. I just don't know if that's going to be attainable. You know what I'm saying?
It's because if you're going to be in a relationship and you're like, hey, honey, I'd really like it if you'd stop doing this and maybe we try this, because this isn't working, and they refuse and refuse and refuse, male or female, whatever. Eventually, that's not going to stand. That's not going to sustain itself. It's going to fall apart, because then it's going to be another thing and then another thing and then another thing. And again, I am not saying that this is it for Andy Reid. I don't want people to think that. But if it is time to maybe have a change in the guard when it comes to a voice that it can be a voice of somebody, then maybe it is time to have Matt be like, hey, dude, you're my offensive coordinator. I trust you to do this. I have you on my staff. I brought you back to my staff. You know this quarterback. You know this offense. Why don't you go try it out today? Because you know what you can always do? If it ain't working in the first half, all right.
I got it back. Right, yeah. No, I don't disagree with any of that. I think Andy should try some different things, but I come from the world where it's just like, we've asked.
Right, no, I get it, I get it.
And you don't stop asking. I'm not saying that you don't stop asking, but you've been someplace and you get told no and no and no and no and no, and then 10 years later they finally say yes, right? It took forever, right? Yeah. And now we're kind of dealing with this with Andy. This is his way, and it's worked and it's worked and it's worked. It's not working right now. And it's okay to seek help. It's okay to ask other people. The more voices, the better. That's fine. You want it to be a collaborative deal every single week, a collaborative game plan. Right? It's good to have more voices. It's good to talk to your players. It's good to talk to your quarterback and your assistant coaches to find out, you know, what's working and what's not working, and seeing what we can do, and then go and work on those plays and figure out what's working. But Andy has to be willing. We talk about it all the time, Dusty, about losing weight or quitting smoking or anything like that. Until that individual is willing to do that, there's nothing we can say on the outside. Andy has to wake up and say, hey, Matt, how about you call the plays? Or, hey, let's run the football more. It ultimately has to be on him. Now, you can lead him there and make it his idea, but that's what we're trying to do right now by having these conversations on the radio. Let's lead Andy there and then make it his decision to go out there and run the ball or whatever the case may be.
All right, Rev, go ahead. Phone line's yours, brother.
Hey, man. Hey, I like y'all's show, man. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Y'all preaching this morning, man. Preach. Okay, don't give up, Dusty. I've been going since I was 12 years old to see the games, and I'm 69 now, you know. Don't give up. But you guys are telling the truth. I mean, just look at it. Andy Reid's going to throw the ball. I mean, that's just it. And I think that's part of the problem. But I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but maybe Patrick Mahomes couldn't run, but he didn't hardly run yesterday.
He ran one time.
Just one time. He didn't get – he's staring back there, and I think they're putting too much focus on passing. But I've been watching Patrick Mahomes for a while, and Patrick, he's not – he's to me, and a lot of people get mad at me, he's not a real accurate deep ball passer. I think he should just stick to the dink and dunks, take a shot every now and then. And the running game is, I think we do need a running back, though.
No doubt. I appreciate the call, Rev. I appreciate it. Look, I'm listening to you all. I've got till Friday to get. I don't know if I get back on. I don't think I'm getting back on the ship because I'm getting it all. It said my from the text. Like, Dusty, take a breath. You do realize Brady and the Patriots went 10 years without a championship, right? They even missed the playoffs twice in that era. You can't be the AFC.
One was with Matt Castle,
right? Yeah. So again, I'm not discrediting this entire team. I'm talking specifically about this year because I've led with this and I believe in this. What's made this team who they've been in the past is not what they're doing this year. That's the fact. Your special teams is lost. Your defense is not getting turnovers. They're not making bigs. They're not that team that they've been in the past.
No, they're not.
And the quarterback and the head coach look like they just linked up for the first time. And they've been together for 10 years.
Yeah, the chemistry isn't there this year, and it should be. I mean, we went into the season talking about it, the weapons and the amount of weapons and who they have and what they had. And for a team that had all of these weapons, they're not utilizing them all that well. They're just not. They're not utilizing them at all in the right ways. And is that them not being on the same page? Is that the head coach not putting them in the position to succeed? I don't know what the answer is, but it's everything. And when you're 5-5 and you look like you did yesterday, everything is open for discussion. It is a fair conversation to talk about what could be possibly wrong right now, because we're seeing a team perform from an offensive standpoint. They were better when Kadarius Toney was on the field than they are right now from an offensive standpoint over these last 8 quarters.
Well, yeah, and I think this Andy Reid discussion, we've kind of had little its and bits of this conversation over the last few years, but you mentioned earlier on the show, Bob, losing kind of exploits those things and makes these wounds a lot bigger, where it's like, okay, we can't ignore this anymore. But his creativity has waned for years, honestly, ever since the Tyreek Hill absence. They had a nice dink and dunk year with Kadarius Toney. They were able to get 10, 11 plays, and that was an awesome Jacksonville Jaguars Andy Reid moment with Chad Henne. He had some awesome, creative moments, but it was more like, okay, I'm going to be able to dink and dunk. But as far as innovation's concerned and coming up with new ways of having this offense and high-flying, high-octane stuff, we haven't seen that from Andy Reid in years.
I think what it is, to kind of give you an analogy, they care more about how pretty it looks than how successful and it is, right? It's like, everybody wants to be married to a 10. But you know what? You found an 8, and boy, everything that she brings along with it makes her better than that 10, right?
Yep.
They want to have the sexy play, the hot play, the gorgeous play, the supermodel play every single time. And sometimes it's okay to take the play that may not be as sexy and as good and as gorgeous, but man, it's effective and it does a great job, and it was the perfect play and then the perfect opportunity for you to call that play. They're so caught up on being this pristine aerial attack that sometimes I think they forget there are other aspects of this game. Those first few plays that Andy Reid called were absolutely atrocious. I thought that first drive, other than the Rashee Rice play to start the game, was a brutal job by Andy Reid, and an even more brutal job by Patrick Mahomes being nowhere near the receivers with the football. And so you saw that right away, and still went back to that, and still thought that was the right opportunity and the right way to attack that Denver Bronco defense. And I'm kind of reading through some threads this morning, and I found one back from Alex Gold talking about the last drive and abandoning the run and all that kind of stuff. And Mitchell Schwartz waited. He goes, they don't even respect when you go under center anymore with the play action pass because they know you're not going to run it. So you have a team out there that is basically daring you to run the football, and you still don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's coaching. That's not players. That's not the general manager. That's not the offensive coordinator, the defense. That's Andy Reid. They are daring you to run the football, and you're saying, nah, let's throw.
And I'd say keep that in mind when you criticize Patrick Mahomes. When anyone, not just you.
I'm criticizing Mahomes on the interception and the bad throws.
No, and that, well, I would, I mean, the Xavier Worthy, that's a bad throw. I'm trying to think.
Noah Gray. There was one to Kelsey behind him. There was two deep balls that he's missed. And then the interception. He's missed a lot.
One of the deep balls that he missed, at least there were four deep balls. I'm just like off the top of my head, right? So like Tyquan Thornton, good deep ball. Two Xavier's. One was a miss. One I felt like Xavier slowed down. And then there was another one where she writes, like, kind of dropped it. So like you call that 2 for 4 on deep balls. I'll take a 50% batting average. I'm just saying.
I'm not just talking yesterday, though. Yeah, I'm talking over the course of the season. There's been a lot of passes behind receivers and, you know, stuff of that nature. So
I just think the deterioration of his play has to do directly with what you're talking about, and not, I think it's more to blame on Andy Reid. Even Mahomes' play, it's Andy Reid.
No, I don't disagree with that. Yeah. No, you've got to give your quarterback an opportunity back there. Andy Reid is not giving Patrick Mahomes a fighter's chance at this point in time. However, this is how it's always been. And Patrick Mahomes has always found ways around it.
Yep.
But teams are now good defensively. The pendulum has shifted in the NFL to where kids coming out of high school and college know that they can play defense and make good money in this league now. So they don't feel the need to you know, be on the offensive side of the football. So you got some great athletes now on every team on the defensive side of the football. And that being said, then you have to change the way that you're doing things and you have to change your approach. And so you're putting Patrick Mahomes in these positions and everybody else knows what he's going to do. And so you're not giving your guy a chance. You're just not.
Don, go ahead, man. You're on the phone.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You, brother.
Little overreaction Monday. Hey, but I get it. You know, hey, just hang in there, Dusty. You'll get better. Okay. Here's what I say about the whole thing. You know, I was down and out about it. You know, I went to bed early after the game. I was like, oh, my God, it's over. But you know what? Hey, the last couple of games, it's been like this. You ever get a new toy? Remember back in the day, KB Toys?
Oh, God, yes.
You know, an independent center or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take you to figure out one of those things, let alone read the instructions?
I never read.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're used to the G.I. Joes. You're used to the Hot Wheels. You know, that kind of thing. When you first got a KB toy, you didn't know what the hell you were doing. You couldn't put together one of those helicopters or whatever they had. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with the Chiefs. They got these new toys. A couple of games. It's only been, what, 2-3 games that they've all been on the same field at the same time? Rice. Worthy.
Yeah, it's been
you know, Hollywood.
Yeah,
it's all been, at the same time. It's only been a couple of games.
Four games in a bye week.
Yeah, but it should be better.
And we're talking about a running back situation too. Mm-hmm. You know, running back. We used to make fun of that running back by committee. We don't have that no more.
No.
Every time Hunt gets in the field, they knew they're going to run the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, just give them a chance a little bit. You know what? We're not talking negatively about 95, Chris Jones. Oh, what? He's stepping up. Hey, look, Kelsey's stepping up.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they need to go back to the bread and butter, the G.I. Joes, the Hot Wheels. You know, get Juju in there. What was it? Did he even clock in yesterday?
Yeah, double penalties. Two holdings and never saw him again.
Go back to Worthy a little bit. Rice came back. They's like, oh, yeah, we got Rice back now. We're going to throw to him all day.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Worthy?
Uh-huh.
What happened to him?
Uh-huh.
Go back to what was working for you. Chris Jones will make it back. You know, here's what I say. Don't count them out yet. The same guys that took us there to all these Super Bowls are the same guys that are having problems right now. But you know what? They're not perfect. We got, what, 5 games left? Here's what I say. Eastbound and down, loading up and trucking. Let's go, Gary Reed. Let's go, Andy Reed. Let's go, Patrick. Let's do this, man.
Yep, they got it.
When we do this, Dusty, you're going to have to wear some orange or some Raider uniform or something when we go to the Super Bowl, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
go Chiefs.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the phone call. Is this the Brock that I know? Is this Brock? Go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to say, you know, there's a difference between having capability and desire. I think those are two different things. I think if you don't have the capability, you're screwed. There's not much you can do past the trade deadline. We have the capability. We have Kareem ripping off 4.5 a carry. We have weapons. We have the best quarterback in the league. We have the best head coach in the league. We have the best D coach in the league. So we just need to find the desire, regroup, and come out firing.
Appreciate the phone call, Brock. Now, I love the optimism. I do, from Don and from Brock and all these people that, hey, the same guys that got us there in the past can do it again this year. Okay, 7 games left. Shut me up. Prove it to me then. Because that's the team, because he's asked, where's Xavier Worthy? Well, he's there. But maybe he's not the toy you thought you were getting.
He's definitely not in my mind.
I think he's it. I mean, again, every Saturday there's a new injury with this guy.
I don't know.
Ankle injury appeared late in the week last week. We had the foot injury with Xavier Worthy. We had the shoulder injury with Xavier Worthy. Like, I don't think that guy's been healthy all season long. Obviously, he was taken out of the third play. And so we know he hasn't been healthy all season long. Again, more reason to run the football.
Eight teams in the AFC with over a 50% chance to make the playoffs. Obviously, that math is not mathing. So one of those ain't going to make it.
Right.
One of the teams that is favored to make the playoffs is not going to make it. The Chiefs are 8 out of 8. They're 51% favored, according to the NFL, to make the playoffs. The three wildcard teams right now do have the tiebreaker over the Chiefs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your closest team in playoff chances is the Chargers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was rooting against the Jags yesterday. But once that got out of hand, now we got to start rooting against the Chargers.
That's
the team we're going against to get into the playoffs.
And they have the 9th toughest remaining schedule. The Chiefs have the 13th, according to Tankathon. So this is your best bet at the playoffs. The Chiefs or the Chargers have the Raiders. After the Raiders this next week, this is their next 6 or next 5. Eagles, at Chiefs, at Cowboys, Texans, at Broncos.
Yeah,
those are 3 top 10 defenses and 5 solid teams that they could lose to.
But again, they essentially have a 2-game lead on you at this point because they beat you already, and then they have the 1 game, right? They're 7-4. We're 5-5.
Well, yeah, but just treat it like it's 2 because you're going to beat them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 2-game lead. Yeah.
Okay,
it's essentially a 2-game lead. You've got to find a way to make them lose at least twice, and you can't lose. You can't mess up. It really isn't about the other teams at this point in time. The Chiefs, do they control their own destiny? No, but if they lose a game, they definitely don't control their own destiny. They have a chance to control their own destiny right now, but they have to take advantage of controlling their own destiny, and they haven't done that yet this season. And, you know, this is where you hope that veteran leadership and the veteran head coach in the locker room walk in there today and go, guys, this is it. This is the season. The playoffs officially begin today. And if they don't have that mindset that the playoffs begin today, then there will be no playoffs in January.
And Dusty, you've been asking about identity all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the snap counts. Andy Reid and this offense, they don't know their identity either. Because after Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, as far as wide receivers, I mean, it is a hodgepodge. It's a slew, just a random. All right, let's try this. Let's try this. It's like watching the Bills.
Snap counts come out already?
Yeah.
What did Kareem Hunt have?
He had 56, played 80% of the offense.
Okay. And they only had 13 carries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's out there.
Yep.
He's out there a lot.
So he's out there for 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's an elderly running back
mm-hmm.
who runs the ball very well,
mm-hmm.
and you have him out there and you're not utilizing him in the run game. That's malpractice.
Because all Andy Reid wants a running back to do is block.
I know, but that is malpractice.
That's why he's gassed at the end
right,
of the game.
Exactly.
He's just taking on linebackers and defensive players that are blitzing.
Which is not the right way to do it. You've got to find a way to mix this thing up, you know, and you're right about Andy Reid with the blocking. I mean, basically running backs are blocking dummies for him.
Yeah.
So Patrick can throw it, you know, 100 yards down the field and fall in the grass. Like, give the ball to the running back and establish the run. I promise you, if you do that, everything else will open up.
I mean, it is. I mean, Leo Chenault's. Just crazy, man. 30% of the he had 30 defensive plays. Leo Chenault did after having that batted ball down in the first quarter.
Played less than 50% of the snaps. Yeah, made one of the best plys of the game. Yep.
And they got the same thing with the lab.
The thing that I said with the wide receivers, the same thing with the defensive linemen. It's Chris Jones, Karlaftis, and then it's a hodgepodge, a slew of randos playing a couple snaps here. They're trying to find anything that has a rhythm.
My buddy texts me this morning. He goes, you know what the problem is? He goes, I feel like every wide receiver is kind of the same guy. Do you guys agree with that?
No, Rashee Rice is definitely different than all the others.
Okay, that's one. But you got Worthy, you got Brown, you got Juju.
Juju doesn't have the speed anymore, but yes, Thornton, Worthy, Brown all kind of have the same
ilk.
Same ilk, yeah. I mean, and until my buddy Steve texts me, I'm like, that's a really good point, man. Like, you start to think about it, you're like, they got the same guy everywhere on the field.
Fast guys.
Yeah, you need the big, tall guy. You need the possession guy. You need, you know how it is. It's like, you know, the...
Everybody go eat.
Yeah, right, no.
No, that's not happening.
No, you know, here's the thing. It's like, remember the three bears or whatever it was, hot, mild, and cold, or with the porridge and all that kind of stuff? You need that.
Mm-hmm.
You need the tall guy. You need the fast guy. You need the mid-sized guy. You need the guy that can go across and get you he's always going to catch the football, the possession guy. Going to get you 3 yards, fall forward for another 2. The Chiefs do. They kind of have a lot of the same style of wide receiver, short and fast.
They're lost. They're undisciplined. There's no identity.
and you're 5-5, you're exactly what you are. Mac, you want to answer that question about Noah Williams? They said, did he not play at all yesterday?
Yeah, that would be zero snaps.
There you go.
Was he active?
Yes. He was not on the inactive list.
Crazy.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our brioche of the weekend on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Logie Vera in for Cody today. Boy, Logan and Drew might be two peas in a pod. They have not stopped going back and forth. Just get a scene of it, Bob. They're going back and forth. Now look at Gold's demeanor. Just out of it. Not even entertaining it.
Alex doesn't give two rips.
I mean, they're talking BYU, Creighton, college football.
Oh, my.
And Gold's just like,
BYU and Creighton?
I don't know. I just said random teams.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Alex out there, like, my Chiefs lost. Like,
well, you said BYU and Creighton, I'm like, that doesn't surprise me that they would be talking about BYU and Creighton.
You're probably not far off.
College basketball is going on right now.
To their
right?
credit, both dive in way more than I could ever even imagine. And you know Drew, the 247 podcast with the college football stuff, so he's always locked in on that. Logan as well. You listen after hours with Logan, man. He'll give you the stats.
College is kind of just like on a Saturday, like kind of just my enjoyment, my just watching to see a game on or something like that.
I mean, that A&M game was nuts.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about that for a second. That cop should be fired.
100%.
And never allowed to be a cop again.
Yeah, why are you shoulder shrugging a guy?
That was ridiculous.
First off, I don't know if I would shoulder shrug that guy number eight. Because when he caught that ball, I was like, oh my God, he's gone.
He delivered two elbows to both of those players. And
get
the
out
best,
my way, kid.
The best is that Zapruder film. Have you seen the Zapruder film where the cop was like in the middle of the end zone and moved over there after to intentionally hit those guys?
Wow.
He wasn't even there. He left his post by the goalpost and went all the way up the tunnel and give a double elbow to both of those receivers from South Carolina. One of the quotes I saw was, imagine what this guy's doing when nobody's watching.
Yeah,
you know?
That's scary.
Imagine how insecure that guy is.
Yeah.
His outfit, super tight.
Yeah.
Had to, like, go after a kid that's probably, like, 20 years younger than you. Get back over there. Get out of my tunnel.
Is that just, like, power? What was that?
Power.
Needed some power.
Small
for a second.
D energy.
Small D energy is exactly what that is.
Think that guy's got a lifted truck with big, loud tires?
Oh, hell yes, he did. He got truck nuts. That's a truck nuts guy. And that guy should not be allowed to be an officer of the law anymore. And I know they relieved him right there of his game day duties, but he needs to be relieved of his real duties because you can't trust that guy.
More like officer duty.
I mean, that guy sucks. There's just no other way to put it. And it really does. It puts the police force in a bad light because he's part of that. And you're always, you know, people guilty by association all the time. And that's not fair to the other cops out there that are doing the right thing. And that guy did that in front of 100,000 fans and everybody. Like, they even talked about it on the TV broadcast, guys.
Mm.
Look at this cop. What's he doing in this type of situation? So, I mean, that guy needs to go. He absolutely 100% is not fit to be an officer of the law.
Brioche of the weekend.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Mm. Love that. Yeah, good take.
Your guys' are much, much cooler than mine, so I'll be quick with brioche of the weekend because I'm an idiot. I'm a moron. I do this every year, and I don't know why I do this. It's like when you were a kid, you went to the lake and saw your grandparents, and then you cry every single year you leave the lake when you know for damn sure you'll be back next year. God, golf was so beautiful on Saturday, but it is going to end, and I'm not ready for it. I always tell myself,
the weather was perfect.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
Saturday was.
But this week's supposed to be nice the first couple of days this week.
Yeah, we'll see. I got a Friendsgiving on Saturday, so that's.
I said the first couple of days this week.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I don't know.
No, this weekend's going to be
definitely
rough.
Not going to play today, but yeah.
This is not supposed to be what today was.
I was going to say, like, I thought it was not, but yeah, I know golf is ending, but golly, golf, November 14th, whatever it was on Saturday, 15th, it was beautiful. It was nice. Fall golf is insanely underrated. And I know it's coming. I'm going to have to put the cover on the golf clubs and let them stay as warm as possible in the winter while they're in the garage.
Yeah, it was a great weekend weather-wise. That A&M game was just nuts.
That was crazy game. 30, best game of the weekend, right?
30 points in the second half, shut the other team out, came back and won. Yeah, golf-wise, fall golf, very underrated. I love it, but that's my brioche of the week.
And it's not just the fall golf. We were walking yesterday morning. I go, on Thursday, all these trees still had their leaves. Mm-hmm. I've done the leaves now 5 times in a week. I did them again yesterday. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Yeah, I mean, it is insane with how many leaves are out there. Mac, what do you got today?
Yeah, I mean, similar, just fall golf, fall disc golf. Yeah, I went to this place, Clouder's Bogey Barn. It's in Paola, Kansas. It's this guy who owns this house, owns all this land, and renovated it and made it this kick-ass disc golf course, and it's basically nice. Like pay $10 and he keeps it up himself. So much land.
How many people are out there playing?
A lot of people.
Good. That's awesome. Because I was gonna say, is he making some money out of it? I hope he is.
I think he is too, and it's just like he loves disc golf. He's got money, he's well to do, and he wanted to like help the community. He's got this kick-ass course, second toughest course I've played. 1200 foot hole. Like it was really cool, super creative, great land. Really pretty day, like you said, on Saturday with my brother. So, yeah, it was great.
Dumb question. Do you have to get a tee time for disc golf like you do for regular golf?
Never until this course. We had to text him, be like, yo, we're going to come at this time. But not like golf. Like, we were late, and it was fine. But, like, not as intense. But, yeah, this was the first time, I guess, we had, like, a tee time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, my brioche of the weekend goes to the kids over at Baser High School. They moved on. They got a big win over Leavenworth. They're going to face St. James and Substate this weekend. And my guy Roman Miller with a big play.
9:09 left in the first. Here's Dixon over the middle. He's got a receiver, the big boy. And you know what that is? That's 6 points. That's touchdown, Bobcats. That's Roman Miller.
Roman.
I love the way he
the
rolled it.
The old conference tight end.
That is a Baser guy right there.
That is it right there. Roman Miller.
Roman.
The big boy. But, I mean, it was a beautiful just kind of, you know, down and in pattern across the middle towards the post. It hit him right in stride. Yeah, Roman right in the end zone. Great play, about a 20-yarder. So
when they win 51-6 or
that
something
was
like
a
that?
Blowout. Yeah, wow.
I said 35-0.
Yeah, no, it was on their way to doing that. It was nice. A destruction of who do they let? Leavenworth. And Leavenworth lost 2 games this year. Both to Baser, and so now St. James with a great game they played against Mill Valley, and I'm glad St. James won. Congratulations to them. I got stuff going on this weekend, so I will not be able to be at that Substate game, and I'm very upset about that, but man.
The big boy.
The big boy.
That
is the Brioche of the Weekend, presented by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. Vote for the high school football game of the week in PrepsKC.com. And each week, the Sheet Metal Workers will give $750 to the winning team's booster club. We'll announce the winning game every Friday morning.
Well, guys, we'll do it again tomorrow. I'm still not in. I'm out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Season's over. 5-5. But hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's Simply Cool to Care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Coming up next, it's Gold. It's Logan. It's Drew from 10 to 2. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.